Family groups and brother acts are not rare in country, bluegrass, and traditional music, where the bond of family is revered and where ensemble singing is common. Family groups were certainly never far removed from the roster of talent at the Florida Folk Festival. This month's podcast features one of Florida's own musically gifted fraternal outfits. The Payton brothers, originally of Jacksonville, attended the Florida Folk Festival as spectators for many years before they became perennial favorites of its stage. Their familiarity with the traditions and history of the annual gathering made them instant favorites, as much for their music as for their ability to interweave remembrances of early festival events into their performances. In 1981, the Payton brothers disbanded for several years as various opportunities sent them to different corners of the United States. However, it wasn't long after they found themselves residents of Florida again that they were enthusiastically received by the folk festival audience once more. The following performance was recorded on Sunday, May 30th, 1993, on the Folk Festival's main stage, and illustrates how brothers John, Dan, Michael, and Lee Payton transformed their musical hobby into a family tradition that delights and entertains Florida audiences to this day.
Next group that we have coming on is the Payton Brothers. The Paytons are listed as being from Orlando, but of course they're from Orlando and everywhere else. They say that they're so spread out that they don't get together as much as they'd like to play anymore, but they're just excellent examples of bluegrass music and also eclectic music. They don't just play bluegrass, they play many styles. I've been listening to them for a long time. They think they've been coming here for about 8 years, or playing here for about 8 years. So please put your hands together and welcome the Payton Brothers.
Thank you.
Hey. Check, 1, 2, test.
Check.
Have we all got microphones, all right?
Gosh.
I want to wake up in the morning where the orange blossoms grow, where the sun comes peeping into where I'm sleeping and the songbirds say hello. I love the fresh air and the sunshine. They are good for us, you know. So I'll make my home in Florida, where the orange blossoms grow.
Thank you very much. Isn't it wonderful to live in the state of Florida and be out here in amongst its beauty? And it's even more wonderful for those of us who realize that Florida's a whole lot more than beach condos and mouse ears and those kinds of things. We're going to do a little bluegrass and other things for you here. Here's a old favorite of ours called the Winnsboro Cotton Mill Blues.
I've got the blues, I've got the Winnsboro cotton mill blues. Lordy, lordy, spooling's hard. Well, you know and I know you don't have to tell that when you work for Tom Watson, you gotta work like, well, I've got the blues, I've got the blues, I've got the Winnsboro cotton mill blues. Thank you.
don't bury me at all.
Hang me up on a spool room wall. Place a knot right in my hand so I can keep on working in the promised land. I've got the blues, I've got the blues. I've got the Winsboro cotton mill blues. Lordy, lordy, spooling's hard. Well, you know and I know you don't have to tell that when you work for Tom Watson, you gotta work like, well, I've got the blues, I've got the blues. I've got the Winsboro cotton mill blues.
Sitting at the desk.
Darned old fool, he won't give me no rest. He take the nickels off a dead man's eyes. Buy Coca-Colas and an Eskimo pie. I've got the blues, I've got the blues. I've got the Winsboro cotton mill blues. Lordy, lordy, spooling's hard. Well, you know and I know you don't have to tell that when you work for Tom Watson, you gotta work like, well, I've got the blues, I've got the blues, I've got the Winsboro cotton mill blues.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We played earlier today over on the old marble stage, and we were commenting then that actually we have, I think we attended our first Florida Folk Festival about 25 years ago, back somewhere around 68. We were here for the big one in 72, for those of you who remember that rather unusual year. And in about 76, I think we started playing here. Had about an 8-year absence while we were broken up and gone around the different parts of the country. But in the years that we've attended and performed here, we've met a lot of good friends. Some of the performers in particular we came to be very close to. One that we especially admired was a fellow named Gamble Rogers. We did a lot of shows with Gamble other places, too, over the years. Mike over here, you'll notice, if any of you are big Gamble fans, you'll notice this is one of Gamble's, this was his first Randy Wood guitar Mike got from him some years ago.
Yeah, I got it, I think about 1978. He had Randy build him another one because he didn't particularly like the neck of this one. And then he later on said he regretted having sold it to me. But I was in the campground playing one night. We used to stay up real late and play, and somebody came up and said, "Isn't that Gamble's guitar?" And I said, in a sense, I'd just gotten it. I was kind of proud of it. And I said, "No, it's my guitar." He says, I said, "It used to be Gamble's." And said, "Well, can you play like Gamble?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I can play like him, and I can sing like him." So I used to do this imitation of Gamble, kind of exaggerated version
of
him.
You've got to put this into perspective. Mike is really putting on a show now. He's going to prove that he can sound like Gamble and play like him. So he launches into his best Gamble Rogers impression. Well, it was very entertaining at first.
It was old Shep. So all the people standing around are kind of laughing, thinking, "Yeah, I'm doing a pretty good job." And then their faces all started looking kind of terrible, and everybody's kind of twitching and holding their heads down, and somebody's kind of like... So I turn around, and Gamble's standing right there. Of course, I stopped, and big silence, and he says, "Sounds real good. Go on." Of course, I never sang the song again.
We were big admirers of Gamble, and we want to do one of the songs that he used to do in tribute to not only a great musician, but we knew Gamble as a person, a fine man. Here's one of the songs he liked so well, called Two Little Boys.
Two little boys had
had two little toys. Each had a wooden horse. Gaily they played one summer's day, warriors bold, of course. One little chap had a mishap, broke off his horse's head. He wept for his toy, but cried with joy when he heard his brother say, "Do you think I could leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Jack, and stop your crying. We'll mend your horse with glue. And when we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And maybe you will remember when we were just two little boys." Long years had passed, war came at last. Bravely they marched away. Cannons roared loud midst that wild crowd where wounded and dying Joe lay. Then came a cry, a rider dashed by out of the ranks of the blue. He galloped away to where Joe lay, and he heard his brother say, "Do you think I could leave you dying when there's room on my horse for you? Climb up here, Joe. We'll soon be flying back to the boys in blue. But can't you see, Jack, that I'm all a-tremble? It may be the flash and the noise, or it may be because I remember when we were just two little boys."
Thank you.
While Mike's getting back with banjo here, we'll introduce the group real quick. We are all Paytons. Lee is the youngest on mandolin, Michael on banjo. My name is Dan. John's the old guy here on the bass. Speaking of old guys, we've noticed something. You know, like I said, we've been coming out here for a number of years, had a few years' absence. Most of you people looking a lot older.
Not that any of us have changed any.
No.
Mike's afro looks the same.
Yeah, thanks, Lee.
Now, a lot of people ask us where we started playing music, and probably our biggest influence was a group that played on the Andy Griffith Show, the Dillards, or went by the Darlin family on that show. Well, here's one of the songs off of that show with a little bit of an exception, I guess.
Called Dooley.
Oh, Dooley was a good old man. He lived below the mill. Dooley had two daughters and a 40-gallon still. One girl watched the boiler, the other watched the spout. Mama corked the bottles when old Dooley fetched them out. Dooley, slipping up a holler. Dooley, trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a spot and I'll pay you back someday. The revenuers came for him a-slippin' through the woods. Dooley kept behind him all and never lost his goods. Now Dooley was a trader when into town he'd come. He'd bring sugar by the bushel and molasses by the drum. Dooley slippin' up a holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swatter and I'll pay you back someday. Oh, she came around the haystack, I came around to meet her. She pulled up her petticoat and I pulled out for Georgia. Dooley slipping up a holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swatter and I'll pay you back someday. Oh, I remember very well the day old Dooley died. The women folk looked sorry and the men stood around and cried. Now Dooley's on a mountain, he lies there all alone. They put a jug beside him and a barrel for a stone. Dooley slipping up a holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swatter, I'll pay you back someday. Thank you.
I'm not sure Aunt B would have approved, but I...
Don't say Aunt B.
I forgot. It gets him excited.
That's why I wear my banjo so low. Mine. No, it hides the picture of her on my belt buckle.
Oh.
Golly. What were you thinking?
I was a fool to say I didn't love you just because you hurt my pride. It wasn't true, I swear by stars above you. You said you didn't love me, say you lied. Not as cold as my heart. It's chilly in here since you left me, my dear. I can't sleep, I'm falling apart. I was a fool to say I didn't love you just because you hurt my pride. It wasn't true, I swear by stars above you. You said you didn't love me, say you lied. And the heart was broken as the words were spoken, and you locked my heart outside. You said you didn't love me, say you lied. In my dream, I have no doubt that we can work it out. Nothing's as bad as it seems. I was a fool to say I didn't love you just because you hurt my pride. It wasn't true, I swear by stars above you. You said you didn't love me, say you lied. I was a fool to say I didn't love you just because you hurt my pride. It wasn't true, I swear by stars above you. You said you didn't love me, say you lied. I was a fool to say I didn't love you just because you hurt my pride. It wasn't true, I swear by stars above you. You said you didn't love me, say you lied. You said you didn't love me, say you lied.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll make another instrument change here real quick. Lee to pick up a guitar and harmonica. And slow things down a bit. Another person. We're going to name a couple of folks that were, unfortunately, have been lost to us over the last few years. We were fortunate enough to have known when they were playing the folk festival. We'll do a song here that's a favorite of a lot of folks that do folk-type music, and we'll do it for a fellow named Will McLean, who did a little harmonica playing on this stage years ago. This one's called Night Rider's Lament. Graveyard shift, midnight till dawn. The moon was as bright as a reading light for a letter from an old friend back home. He asked me, why do you ride for your money? Tell me, why do you rope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere and you're losing your share. Lord, you must have gone crazy out there. Said last night I run on to Jenny. She's married and has a good life. Sure miss the track when you never come back. She's the perfect professional's wife. She asked me, why does he ride? Tell me, why does he rope for short pay? He ain't getting nowhere and he's losing his share. Lord, he must have gone crazy out there. But they've never seen the northern lights, never seen a hawk on the wing, never seen the spring hit the great divide. Lord, they've never heard old Camp Cookie sing. Well, I read up the last of my letter, tore off the stamp from Black Jim. Then Billy rode up to relieve me. He just looked at my letter and grinned. He asked me, why do they ride for their money? Tell me, why do they rope for short pay? They ain't getting nowhere and they're losing their share. Lord, they all must be crazy out there. Cause they've never seen the northern lights, never seen a hawk on the wing, never seen a spring hit the great divide. They've never heard old Camp Cookie sing. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's an old Flattened Scruggs tune. We felt like we kind of weren't doing enough traditional stuff. We did so many clubs and learned so many weird songs to try to entertain people in nightclubs that didn't know what bluegrass was. We decided maybe we'd go back and pick up a bluegrass song. So here's an old Flattened Scruggs tune.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning, yes, sir.
Well, it's upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Kitchen. See Uncle Bill just a rarin' and a pitchin', yes, sir.
It's hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning, yes, sir.
It's old Aunt Peggy, won't you fill him up again? Old Aunt Peggy, won't you fill him up again? Old Aunt Peggy, won't you fill him up again? I ain't had a drink since I don't know when. Yes, sir.
It's hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
And the children are crying. Here come the preacher and the children are crying. Here come the preacher and the children are crying. Chickens all are running and a toenail's a flying. Yes, sir.
It's hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir. It's hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And some of you guys, you may have experienced a first there if you've seen us before. You noticed that John sang a lead on that. That I'm sure is a first for a lot of you.
First song ever for John to sing a lead.
It's the first time I took a big enough breath to take in a palmetto bug without choking.
You notice he stayed right in harmony there. Didn't miss a lick.
Kind of tickles though.
A lot of protein. He'll start doing it all the time now.
Start snorting them later. Punch that alarm clock by the wedding picture. I'd roll back over if I were richer. Get a cup of coffee, button up my shirt. Get a little kiss from the wife and kids and off to work. Punch that time clock like you pull a trigger. I'd punch my line boss if I were bigger. Try to keep my hands up where the wheels won't spin. And I think I see a soft blue light in the end of this tunnel I'm in. I'm going down to that blue light, where the music plays all night, where my friends say I'm all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light. Home late last night, sneaking in on bare feet. I found my suitcase out in the wet street with my army medals and my field and stream. I woke the little wife and said, hey dear, what's this here mean? She said, see that fellow in the bathroom mirror tomorrow morning. Well, he better not be here. Didn't even ask me where the heck I'd been. I think she's seen a soft blue light in the end of this tunnel I'm in. I'm going down to that blue light where the music plays all night, where my friends say I'm all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light. Well, I got me a bad cough, went to see a Sawbones. He gave me two pills of bills, said, make out your will. I took out a big loan, said, living that hard life is a mortal sin. And I think I see a soft blue light in the end of this tunnel you're in. I'm going down to that blue light where the angels sing all night, where my friends say I'm all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light.
Thank you.
Thank you. Recently we decided to try something new. And we're going to do a song for you now that is new for us. Stephen Foster wrote this song, and I'm sure some of you have heard it before. I mentioned earlier today, I was a little surprised. I think it was the Willie Nelson birthday thing on TV last week. If any of you saw that, Bob Dylan did this song. It really surprised me.
I can sing it as good as Bob.
You can't. Let's quit now, okay?
Hey, you play the harmonica as good as he does.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all share sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. There's a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Oh, hard times come again no more. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we hesitate to do this, but we're going to turn Mike loose on you again down here. Every family's got one like Mike.
A rocket scientist, they mean.
Yeah.
Mike does a little bit of songwriting.
actually write some pretty good stuff. Unfortunately, most of it is not suitable for
family entertainment.
This one, I guess, is anymore. 15 years ago when he started doing it, I think we would sometimes warn audiences this might be a PG tune. Gosh, not anymore. All you got to do is watch daytime TV, and it gets a lot worse than this.
And this is a song about marriage, and I'm the only one up here who's never experienced that. So
I wonder why.
We just flew him in from San Francisco.
Hey.
Dan.
That was low. Anyway, I wrote this song when I was in the hospital. I was having a back operation and years ago.
I thought it was when you were having the lobotomy.
that was later. I don't remember anything about that. But I do remember about this, though. There was this girl that would bring my food every day, and it was one of those candy stripers or whatever they are. And I had my guitar and banjo in the room, and she kept asking me to write her a song. So we had this little thing going. And
no comment.
Well, they had me on muscle relaxers, so wasn't much of a thing going on. So anyway,
why did you start?
They should shut me up. But anyway, she kept coming in saying, "When are you going to write me a song?" And I told her, "Well, come back, I'll write you a song." You know, I was in there for 18 days, so I said, "Come back tomorrow, I'll write you a song." Finally, she caught on to that routine and said, "When are you writing my song, damn it?" So I wrote her a song. I got to thinking what it'd be like to be married to somebody like that. And this is what I came up with. The song is called "Damn It." I think it's finally time that you should learn my legal name. Ever since our marriage vows, things just ain't been the same. Why can't you call me darling, sugar babe, or honey? You've gotten it wrong all along, and damn, it just ain't funny. Damn it, take the garbage out. Damn it, wash the car. With this word that you've referred to me, well, you've gone a bit too far. When I come home late from working, you say, "Damn it, where you been?" Well, I'll load my gun and I'll have some fun if you call me that again. I used to be a redneck back then. On the morning of our wedding day, we both just couldn't wait. It was honey this and honey that, and things were going great. Until I turned and said I do, everything was fine. He pronounced us wed, you turned and said, "Damn it, now you're mine." Damn it, take the garbage out. Damn it, wash the car. With this word that you've referred to me, well, you've gone a bit too far. When I come home late from working, you say, "Damn it, where you been?" Well, I'll load my gun and I'll have some fun if you call me that again. When the baby uttered his first words, I reached my final straw. I'm leaving you and that little creep, 'cause it really rubbed me raw. The last thing that you'll hear from me is the front door as I slam it. 'Cause his first word came out, "Mama." His second word was, "Damn it." Damn it, take the garbage out. Damn it, wash the car. With this word that you've referred to me, well, you've gone a bit too far. When I come home late from working, you say, "Damn it, where you been?" Well, I'll load my gun and I'll have some fun if you call me that again. Yeah, I'll load my gun and I'll have some fun if you call me that again. Thank you.
When we were kids, there's two more kids in our family. We have a brother named Scott that's younger than we are, and a sister, Vicky, that's right in the middle. And pretty big bunch. One of our favorite things was to go over to our grandmother's house, and she'd always make us a pallet. And that was a big deal to get to go to Nanny's and sleep on a pallet. And so when we first heard this song, it made us think of her, so we thought we would learn that song. And then we got to looking into what the song was really about and found out we were on the wrong track.
Didn't have anything to do with Grandma at all.
No, this is...
I hope not, anyway.
I think this song came from W.C. Handy back in the Delta Blues era. And what it's really about is adultery and how not to get caught.
It's called Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. I'd be more than satisfied if I could catch a train and ride. If I reach Atlanta with no place to go. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. Honey, I can't lay down on your bed. You know I can't lay down on your pretty bed. My good woman, she might shoot me dead. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so a good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. Good time friends of mine. Come all you good time friends of mine. When I had a dollar, you treated me just fine. Where'd you go when I only had a dime? Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so a good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. Well, we've got time for one more. We're going to close out our portion of the show this evening. As always, it's a great pleasure to play the Folk Festival. I hope we'll see you folks again. We've mentioned a couple of dear friends from the Folk Festival, and we want to do this last one for a very special person who's also left us recently. And this and for Mama, too. We'll clean up our act with this one. We'll do this one in memory of Thelma Bolton.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
this morning when the dead in Christ shall rise in the glory of his resurrection shed. When the chosen one shall gather to their home beyond the skies and a roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let's talk about his wondrous love and care. When all my days are over and my work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Peyton Brothers. Well, what's the story? Are you interested more or not? That's what I thought. Don't let those Peyton brothers get in their car, would you? Come on back, please.
Thank you. Gospel numbers will do it every time.
Yeah. I'm afraid they will if you keep talking.
No, the big thumb's going to get it.
We'll do another one sort of in that vein, but we'll wrap it up with this one. It's got a kind of a gospel sound to it, but actually we have to credit a kind of a, what would you call them, a country rock group for this one. A band called Pure Prairie League did it, called Pickin' to Beat the Devil.
Make my rounds of the country churches, playing my guitar for free. Repertoire is 109 songs for God's glory. And I'm pickin' to beat the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord is in my fingers, he won't let me fail.
Found myself in a roadside barroom, drinking my time away. Kentucky women and Tennessee whiskey, it's gonna be hell to pay. A worn-out Chevy and a beat-up Martin, he's all I'll ever own. My worthless life is dedicated to bringing God's children home.
And I'm picking to beat the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord is in my fingers, he won't let me fail. Temperance sermon is what a good meal buys.
For a little extra, there's a guitar solo called Reward in the Sky.
And I'm picking to beat the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord is in my fingers, he won't let me fail. I'm picking to beat the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord is in my fingers, he won't let me.
Thank you. Thank you.